The mayor of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, saw her proposed water and sewer rates for the coming year pass a key hurdle this week. Since passing Mayor Linda Tyer's $74 million spending plan on a new EPA-mandated wastewater plant in April, the Pittsfield City Council was expecting Tuesday's meeting.
The water and sewer and wastewater operations are funded completely by the water and sewer rates. They're not supported by the general fund, which is why this is so critical to get these rates in order to fund all of those operations.
Commissioner of Public Services and Utilities David Taurosi. He says while he was looking into setting the coming year's rates to pay for rising operation costs and new projects, a single year's planning would not suffice.
We kind of looked ahead and tried to plan that out. So recognizing that was probably beyond my capabilities, we've got a consultant to look at this, look at the past revenue and expenses, project 5 years, and come up with a comprehensive plan for water and sewer rates.
Taurosi introduced David Russell of Russell Consulting, formerly the chief engineer for the Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities and the special consultant to the chief economist for the Public Utilities of New Jersey. The city spent $10,000 on his services.
I think either on the water or the sewer, you are the lowest in the state, and on the other, you're either at the lowest or very close to it. So even though the increases are not small, you, I think, have been experiencing very low rates for many years.
Russell, he began with the city's water rates. Using current rates and projected expenditures to forecast the next 7 years, Russell said the city faced an estimated deficit of $175,000 in 2019 if rates were not raised. In his calculations, that could rise to almost $5 million by 2025.
We have a 20% increase for the second half of this fiscal year. So in essence, even though the rates are going up 20%, the collections of the fees that you'd be charging customers would go up just 10% for that 1 year. The next year, they indeed would be up the full 20%.
After that first rise, there would be a 2-year rate freeze. Then, rates from 2022 to 2025 would increase a further 45% over 4 smaller increments.
So by the end of the 7-year period, your rates would actually be 83% higher than they are currently.
Russell said it would still keep Pittsfield's rates comparatively low to the rest of Massachusetts. For fiscal year 2019, his estimate of an almost $28 rate increase put the annual charge for a residential customer in Pittsfield at just over $300.
By 2025, the state average is $814, and with this proposed plan, recommended plan, you're up to $508, which is about 62% of the state average.
For sewer rates, Russell similarly saw looming deficits on the horizon, but suggested a steeper rate hike at the outset of the 7-year projection.
So the charges in 2020 would be 50% higher. The charges in 2019 would be 25% higher, given that the rate's only in effect for half the year.
Subsequent hikes would be 15% in 2021 and 12% in 2023. For a compounded increase of about 93% by 2025. According to his projections, this would still leave the city paying far below the state average. In 2017, most Massachusetts ratepayers spent over $800 a year on sewer costs, while Pittsfielders paid just over $200.
These levels of $2 to $4 million for your sewer system are very reasonable. And likewise, on the water system, $2 million, perhaps even as much as $3 million, is a reasonable level for utilities of these sizes.
The subsequent debate over the rate increases was protracted, with councilors like Melissa Mazzio demanding more information from the city and saying a vote was impossible without other options. Ultimately, both proposals were accepted by the barest majority, votes of 6-5. Councilors Christopher Connell, Donna Todd Rivers, Melissa Mazzio, Kevin Morandi, and Anthony Simonelli did not support either proposal. At its next meeting, the council is set to take a final vote on the rates, which, if approved, would go into effect in January. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.